Yes, I hope everyone had the first beautiful days of Sukkot. I apologize, I was a little sick right before Yontif. I apologize not leaving the Vito then. V'chol yistam for Yosef Tzvi ben Rachel Pesel. Yosef Tzvi ben Rachel Pesel. So Moshe Goldberg Zatzal from Toronto, Canada, said a beautiful word. He said, on Rosh Hashanah we declare Hashem Melech. We declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu the King. And as the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are connected, so it's all declaring Hashem King. But then what comes the next, right after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Sukkot. That's why we do Sukkot during this time period, because during this time period, it's much colder. Yes, we should have started in the Sukkot Nisan, right when we left Mitzrayim, when we got out of Egypt. But we do it now to show Hashem, you're the King. We're willing to sit in the Sukkot outside, in a flimsy Sukkot, even in the freezing cold, to do your will, to do the Ratzon Hashem. And we do this right after Sukkot, because on Sukkot we tell Hashem, you're the King. So we have to practice what we preach. Look, a sefer called Likutei Bati Likutei said a different thought. He said about Esrog. Esrog is of all of them, is the fruit that tastes exactly like the tree. You know, the bark of the tree, they taste that, and the Esrog taste the same. So Likutei Bati Likutei said, what's it come to teach us? That a parent, obviously you're talking parents who walk in the Derech Hashem, Derech Torah Mitzvah, you're talking parents who B'nai Torah and Bas Torahs, they should make sure their children are exactly like them. Does not, like I said, don't make sure the apple does not fall from the tree. Make sure the Esrog does not fall away from the parents. So this is really a musa for the parents to keep the parent, to keep the children in check, to keep the Torah and Mitzvahs and serve Hashem. That's what like the Esrog tastes like, the bark of the tree. A kid should be like his parents who walk in the Derech Hashem and Derech Torah Mitzvahs. Yirmiyah Newman from Skokie Yeshiva, he said a different thought. He said, an Esrog, you know, all that Lulav, Hadashim, and Ravas we keep together. Esrog, we put it together for the Brachos, for Halo, for Shanas. But at night, you know, we put the Esrog separately. So Yirmiyah Newman said a beautiful thought. He said a beautiful thought. He said that an Esrog is like a tzaddik, is someone who's marbits Torah, gives chizuk to Klal Yisrael, inspires the Jewish people. So yes, during the time he has to do inspiration, he's there with them, like during the brachas, halal, lashanas. But he also has to be separate, because he also has to work on himself. He has to give himself chizuk to continue rising in serving Hashem, to continue rising in its tzikus, in his righteousness. So he can't do it all the time, giving chizuk and giving shurim. He has to work on himself to continue serving Hashem, even on his own manner, on his own sikkus. I forgot who told me this word today, but a different word, a beautiful word is that the lulav, adasim, and aravos. If you look, some of them don't smell exact. Some of them smell good, but don't taste good, because they're baal tshuvas. A baal tshuva, you know, the Gemara in Bracha said where a baal tshuva stands, a tzaddik cannot stand. So being the lulav v'dasim aravos represents a baal tshuva. That's why an esrog is not kept with them. Teach us that where a baal tshuva stands, a tzaddik cannot stand. The Walag said different shot. Esrog is aleph, tuf, resh, gimel. And we put a vav between the resh and gimel. So what's esrog? Aleph stands for elol. Tuf stands for Torah. Resh stands for Rosh Hashanah, Vav stands for Yom HaKippurim, and Gimel stands for Geula, redemption. If you keep Ella, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, through the Torah, you do it on the Torahic level, you do it through the Torah eyeglasses, then you have Gimel, you have the ultimate Geula. You'll have the ultimate Geula. Then it says, you know, Sukkah is Samech Kaf Hey. Samech is complete, Kaf has a little insert, and Hey has some, it's definitely in some other inserts. So we know all those, whether it's four walls, three walls, or two and a little bit, all those sukkahs are kosher. But what the Kaddish Baruch is telling us, that I want all you type, I want all you people, all different Jews, all different Yidden in the sukkah. Doesn't mean that, yes, whether you complete, whether you're lacking or you're lacking a lot, I want all of your sukkahs. I love every Jew, no matter where they stand, whether they're totally complete, or whether like the chaf missing a little bit, or like the hay missing a lot, or missing a decent amount. I love every Jew. May you all come into my sukkah. Then it says the esrog, lula v'dasim, in the pasuk says, esrog, lula v'dasim, aravos. You know, you shake it, and it gives simcha to Hashem. So what's pshat? So the Malag said, the pshat is, being that we said before, the Esrog Lulav Hadassim Oravos represents all different types of Jews. It represents all different types of Yidden. So Balak said, that's what gives Simcha to Hashem, when we're united. When we're one, we just hear the serve Hashem. That we don't look at each other, oh, you don't keep kosher. Oh, you speak Lashon Hara. Oh, you don't keep Shabbos. No, we say we're all going to shake our bodies, shake ourselves, shake the Luvet justice of Hashem. Hashem loves that when we're united. And we don't look on each other's chisaron, lacks. Or another pshat is, Esrog, Lulav, Hadassim, Aravos all represents different parts of the body. Like an Esrog represents your heart. I think a Lulav represents your spine. It represents all different types of parts. So what Lag said, when you take your whole body, and you're doing it just to serve Hashem, you're taking your body, you're taking your guf, your body, just to serve Hashem, Semachtim Lefnei Hashem Lekechem. That gives Hashem a lot of happiness. By Yirmiyah Newman, I believe he quotes safe called Tali Owis. I believe it's Tali Owis, but by Yirmiyah Newman said in Zosa Bracha, that's what we read on Simchas Torah Shmini Atzeres, there's a pasuk that Hashem tells Moshe go to, I think, believe Har Nevo, that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be buried. And Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu took one step from one mountain to the other where he was going to be buried. He went straight to the mountain he was supposed to be buried. So Yirmiyah Newman from Skokie Yeshiva in Illinois, you might quote Tali Owis, but we know Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to stay up, wanted to keep alive, wanted to be alive as long as possible, to do as many Torah and mitzvahs in this world. So why did he take one step to where he's going to be buried? Zakri Yirmiyah Newman, again, it might be Tali Owis, teaching us. Moshe Rabbeinu said, was begging Hashem, please keep me alive so I can keep the Torah and mitzvahs in this world. But when Hashem said, no, now you have to go be buried, Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is a commandment of Hashem. This is a tzivoy from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So I got to do with zealousness. And that's pointing out Rashi that he took one step to Har Nevo, where he's going to be buried, because he knew he was doing the will of Hashem. Back to Sukkot. We know the nations of the world go to Hashem. We know, Hashem, if you give us a mitzvah, we'll be like the Jewish people. We'll be like Bnei Yisrael. We'll keep that mitzvah and serve you also. So it says Hashem gave them Sukkot, the mitzvah of Sukkot, and the sun came out and they kicked it. So there's different explanation. On one shot, Rabbi Lezer Ginsburg, I think from Yeshiva Mir in Brooklyn, I think his word, he said, when the sun comes out, yes, when it gets very hot, you might be, any Jew, even a Yid might be exempt from the sukkah, because you consider mitzvah, you consider anguish. But you're not going to kick the sukkah. Or, I think Rabbi Lezer Ginsburg said a different word, he said, the sun came out and told the nation of the world, I thought you served me. And they go, you know, you're right, and that's why he kicked it. That's why they kicked it. B'nei Yisachar is another beautiful word. He said, even if a Jew, even if a member of B'nei Yisrael is exempt from singing the sukkah because it's too hot or way too cold, but it would pain a Jew that they have to leave the sukkah. It would pain them, and they would constantly look out the window, when's it getting cold? So I can go back, when's it going to get a little warm, a little colder, so I can go sit back in the sukkah. It would pain the Jew that he or she have to leave the sukkah. They'd be looking out the window, when the sun go away so I can go back in. But the nations of the world not only did not pain them, but they kicked it. That's the difference between a Yid and someone from the other nations. Then we call it, then Beis Avraham, he's a Slanim Rebbe, one of the Slanim Rebbe's. He said, Beis Avraham, if you look at Shmini Atzeret has no mitzvahs. Yes, on Rosh Hashanah we blew shofar, Yom Kippur we had the five Inuim fasting, not wearing leather shoes, and other Inuim. Well, Sukkot we shake the lulav and sin the sukkah. Shmini Atzeres we do nothing. Zakta Beis Avraham, yes, we do a lot. On Shmini Atzeres we have the mitzvah of Emunah, believing in Hashem, Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Zakta Beis Avraham is coming to teach us that you can blow shofar, do the five Inuim, shake lulav, but it's not going to stay with you. The only thing that will stay with the Jew for his whole life, is Emunah in Hashem, believing in Hashem. And just adding on, that's why he's called Shmini Atzeres. Shmini 8 is above Teva, is above nature. Because when a Jew believes in Hashem with a full heart, they will go above the laws of nature. Then, Rav Yanki Rubin from Ballpark, I think I told you this vort, but I just thought it was a beautiful vort. He said that a guy came to Hillel, I want to become a Jew, I want to convert to Judaism, but teach me the whole Torah on one foot. So what did Hillel teach him? V'haftu eicha kamocha, love every Jew like yourself. But Yankee Rubin from Ballpark said a different word. He said, Regel Achas on 1 foot could also be called Shmini Atzeret. Shmini Atzeret in the Chumash called Regel Achas. So what's Pshat? So what the guy who wanted to convert to Judaism said, Hillel, on Pesach, you drink arba kosas and eat matzah. Shavuos, you stay up all night learning Torah Kedosha. Rosh Hashanah, you blow the shofar. Yom Kippur, you have the 5 inum fasting, not wearing leather. Sukkot, you sit in the sukkah and shake a lulav. And even on Chanukah, you light the menorah and Purim, you do read the Megillah, Shalach Manos, Sudas Purim, Matos Avionim. But on Shmini Atzeres, you do nothing. Zakrav Yanki Rubin. But Hillel said, no, you're wrong. Because when you go into any shul or yeshiva, you go anywhere in the world to any shul or yeshiva or kolel, and you see all different types of Jew dancing, Ananfum, Afum, Chassidish, Mizrahi, Black Hat, you see all different types of all Jews dancing around the Torah, that's the Torah of Regel Achas. That's what the Torah, that's what Special Rosh Shmini says, that all different types of Jews dance around the Torah. And just adding on, why do we do that on Shmini Atzeres / Simchas Torah? Because after this, we're going through the long wintry nights, and those represent galus, exile, to teach us that the only thing that will help us, the only item that will help us in galus, exile, is achdus, is being united. Well, Shechter from Skoki Yeshiva said a different word. He said on Yom Kippur by Kol Nidre, you know, the Sefer Torah comes around, and some people, what they do, they go to the Sefer, they kiss the Sefer Torah, I'm guessing, and they go, I apologize for sinning against you, not keeping you. And Rosh Shechter from Skokie Yeshiva in Illinois said, every time a Jew, every Jew has a letter in the Sefer Torah, every time you do an Aveva, it makes a little, the letter that represents you, a little shmutzik. But now after Kol Nidre, comes Sukkot, then comes Lulav, then comes the Hoshanas, and comes Hoshana Rabbah. By Hoshana Rabbah ended, we cleaned up the shmutz, because we were dancing with all the Torah when they keep you. So that's why it's called Simchas Torah, as Shechter said. It's like dedicating a new Torah. It's like Hachnasa Sefer Torah. You're dedicating a new Torah. So that's why it's called Simchas Torah, because you're like dedicating a new Torah. And one last word on Sukkot, I think the Chidush HaYomim says, it says that you should know that Hashem took you out of Egypt and sent the Sukkah. Chidush HaYomim said, it's why only here, by this Yom, says, Das, you should know. There's no other Yom that says, Vayedu, you should know. So again, a little bit over Rosh Shechter from Skokie Yeshiva said, the Chidush HaYomim said, when you go through the year, and Rachman said you do an Aveva here and there, it schmutz up, it makes the letter that, you have one letter in the Torah, every Jew has a letter in the Torah, and it schmutz it up a little bit. But now, came Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we cleaned it off. So that by Sukkot Hashem, now you can have Das. Now you can know, because you're clean. You're totally clean from your Avevas. That's nothing to do with the letters, but you're totally clean. You're totally, sorry, take it back. Every time, scratch it back. Every time a Jew does an Aveva, they could say like a little bit of foolishness enters into you. A little bit, you become like a little shtus. A little shtus represents into you. And therefore, the rest of the year, you can't have full knowledge. But now, when Shon Yom Kippur came, you cleaned up the sins. You cleaned up the Aveiras. So, Zakta Chidush HaYomim, that's why by Sukkot, you now have complete knowledge. You're not a fool anymore. Therefore, you can recognize Hashem took us out of Egypt, out of Mitzrayim, and that's why we can sit in the Sukkah. That's why we can have Das by Sukkot, because we cleaned up our brain. Because remember, every time a Jew does an Aveva, a little bit of foolishness gets in them. But that's no longer, because we went through Elo, Rosh Hashanah, Aser Simei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur. It cleaned it up. I'd like to wish everyone a Gevaldik Shabbos, a Gevaldik Yontif, Chag Sameach, and a good Shabbos for this week. And only B'Sol's Tovah, I'm going to call you after Yontif for Bracious Forts. Thank you.